Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and hump day alohas to you.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday.
Catch up.
You folks ready for a show?
Yeah, just started.
This is the first time I've ever liked this show.
Wow. First time for everything.
It's so funny.
The show is so funny.
There's a first time for everything, son.
It's not the first time.
It is way too early for this, guys.
For what?
For what?
Trying to be funny.
Don't try to be funny.
Can't help it.
Can't help it.
Now,
it's showtime.
Can't help it. It just naturally occurs along the way. Here we go. Great to have you along. Special edition, by the way, of the Bobby Mack Show today, because in the next hour, we will donate the entire 60 minutes, hate to use that phrase, to our friends from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. Dave Schwartz will join me in the studio. It's our special year-end wrap-up, and you guys deserve some pats on the back, because while it may seem like we are fighting an unceasing and unwinnable struggle against the good old boys in Columbia. In point of fact, we actually made some pretty decent headway in 2019, setting the stage for what is to come in 2020. So great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email address, bob@1063WORD.com. So the clown car pulled into the house side of the hill today. Out rumbles the nattering nabob of negativity, Jerry Nadler, the world's tallest midget. And they continue with the House Judiciary Committee's first day of hearings on impeachment today. An impeachment inquiry that, by the way, contains absolutely no evidence of President Trump having violated any laws, having done anything wrong. House Democrats, of course, alleging President Trump withheld military aid from Ukraine. He did not. He put a temporary hold on it to make sure we would not be pouring more good money after bad into the black hole of corruption that Ukraine had been previously, which he has a perfect right, in fact, an obligation to do. And by the way, Ukraine ended up getting the military aid that had been desperately needed by Ukraine when they were invaded by Obama's buddy, Vladimir Putin, and the Russians. And all Obama sent Ukraine in terms of aid was some Band-Aids and Mercurochrome. It was Donald Trump who actually sent them the missiles, the anti-tank missiles that they needed over there. The Democrats say that the president did that in order to pressure Ukraine into investigating his political opponents. No, he did not pressure them. In fact, the President Zelensky from Ukraine said, I wasn't pressured. I never felt any pressure. There wasn't any of that. And by the way, it was not into investigating his political opponents. Joe Biden is not yet a political opponent. What he was asking them to do was to investigate the bribery that is plain as the nose on your face committed by Joe Biden in the quest to help his kid Hunter remain on the board of that Burisma energy company in Ukraine. There was at least one voice of reason today. That they dragged out a bunch of law professors to testify today about the constitutional validity of what they're doing, of which there is none. Right now, one of them, Gerhardt, I think his name is, he's another never-Trumper. Two of these Distinguished constitutional law professors, by the way, have been calling for the impeachment of President Trump almost from the day of his inauguration, but we'll set that aside for the moment. George Washington University Law School professor Jonathan Turley, he testified this morning, and here is what some of what he had to say, and it is certainly worth hearing.
The statement has been made, not just by these witnesses, but Chairman Schiff and others, that this is a clear case of bribery. It's not. If bribery could include any type of time you did anything for personal interest instead of public interest, if you have this overarching definition, that exchange would have been completely useless. What I would caution the committee is that these crimes have meaning. It gives me no joy to disagree with my colleagues here, and I really don't have a dog in this fight. But you can't accuse a president of bribery, and then when some of us note that the Supreme Court has rejected your type of boundless interpretation, say, well, it's just impeachment.
Turley giving him a hard way to go. First of all, on the topic of bribery, here's a bit more there.
What I would caution the committee is that these crimes have meaning. It gives me no joy to disagree.
I'm sorry, wrong soundbite. This is Professor Turley commenting on the allegations that President Trump committed obstruction of justice. And as a professor at George Washington University Law School, this is something he knows a little bit about.
If you actually subpoena witnesses and go to court, then you have an obstruction case because a court issues an order. And unless they stay that order by a higher court, you have obstruction. President Trump has gone to the courts. He's allowed to do that. We have three branches, not two. I happen to agree with some of your criticism about President Trump, including that earlier quote where my colleagues talked about his saying that there's this Article 2, and he gives this overriding interpretation. I share that criticism. You're doing the same thing with Article 1.
Pot calls kettle black. Professor Turley also was critical of their whole rationale behind this Star Chamber proceeding, this kangaroo court.
And this is the highest structure you can build under the Constitution. You want to build an impeachment? You have to have a foundation broad enough to support it.
Right.
This is the narrowest impeachment in history. You can't say the president is above the law if you then say the crimes you accuse him of really don't have to be established.
And I love the way that Pelosi and Adam Bullschiff and Nattering Nabob Nadler. By the way, if you're wondering why I refer to him that way, way back in the day during Watergate, actually preceding Watergate, when Spiro T. Agnew, Ted Agnew, the former governor of Maryland, was Nixon's vice president, he was sent out as an earlier version, I guess you'd say, of the attack dog of the right, the mantra that I have adopted for myself. And he kept referring to those in the media who consistently attacked President Nixon and the Republican administration. No change there, 40, 50 years apart. But he referred to all the critics of the administration, especially in the media, as the nattering nabobs of negativity. And so that phrase kind of stuck in my head. And so I like the alliteration of nattering nabob Jerry Nadler. So the hearings continue this afternoon, but at least, even though Professor Turley, in his, I thought, pretty brilliant defense of upholding the Constitution as opposed to what the Democrats are doing while continuing to wrap themselves claiming they have a constitutional imperative to do what they're doing when it's obviously politically driven, he was outnumbered 3-1. The other three law professors testifying this afternoon are all never Trumpers. So be that as it may, we proceed along here on the Bobby Mac Show. Quarter after 3, when we come back on the other side, the smug elitist world leaders meeting with President Trump decided to have a little cocktail party chit-chat at which the topic was making fun of President Trump. Well, it got caught on video, and as you might imagine, the president was not thrilled with it and reacted as, well, as Donald John Trump typically does. That story is next here on the Bobby Mack Show, the Hump Day Edition on WORD 106.3 and now on 101.5 in Anderson.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's it. That's what we do 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday. Yours truly, the attack dog of the right in the air chair. And, of course, the Bobettes along with me. Miss Moneypenny, the other side of the glass. She is, of course, screening the callers and pushing the buttons, making sure the trains run on time. And little Annie, stumbling along through a bout with some kind of bug, as many of us are these days. But despite that, trooping on and keeping us up to speed with breaking news. So, there you go. Hang on just a second. I'm trying to do too many things at once here. Okay, and where is the drop?
Sounds like a fun crew.
There it is. And it is a fun crew, and you are part of it, of course, because you're there on the other side of the speaker. Moneypenny going, you're playing too many things at once in the same channel. 21 after 3. To the phones we go for our leadoff batter today, who happens to be Joe. He is in Spartanburg. Hi, Joe, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Bob. Always an entertaining show.
Thank you, sir. For me as well, because I never know what's going to happen next.
You know, Bob, if you've been keeping up with all of this stuff that's been going on for all of these months and all of the various iterations by the Democrats, it's abundantly clear that what they're really ultimately trying to do is invalidate the results of a proper election.
Yeah, so I think that's an accurate description, yeah.
Yeah, and so here we are, nearly three years into this term, and they're again thinking up another way, another scheme, as Mr. Schiff would call it.
right.
But Bob, less than a year from now, the Democrats will have the constitutional means to be able to repudiate the current administration if they have the right candidate.
Correct. And very telling because, well, no, you go ahead because I think I know where you're going, but let's let you continue, Joe.
Well, what's going to happen is they're going to keep thinking up one little scheme after another, and they're all going to fail. And so whatever candidate that they put forward next year for the election is going to be thinking, well, gee whiz, why am I here? You guys tried to do it yourself, and now you're wanting me to do it. And he's going to be all out of ideas because they're going to have used up all of the various methods that they're going to try. They've been trying to take President Trump out.
Yeah, all of their coup attempts to this point having failed, they are reduced to the Electoral College deciding who will win in November of 2020. And as Congressman Al Green from Texas said more than a year ago, look, we got to impeach this guy because we know we can't beat him at the polls.
You know, I'm at the gym yesterday, Bob, just a little aside. I'm at the gym, and I'm seeing Fox News, and Neil Cavuto, I think, is interviewing Al Green.
Oh, boy. I look
up, and I'm thinking that's Luciano Pavarotti in blackface.
Yeah, if he was to break into O Solo Mio any moment, and you're wondering where the other tenors are.
Yeah, but seriously, it just seems to me, why aren't they patient and put the proper candidate up, since they have all the answers and they have all of the best candidate in the world, and Uncle Joe, I suppose,
right.
I think.
The creep.
You know, but it's going to screw the pooch for all the rest of, for whoever the Democrat candidate is, if they keep this up, it seems to me.
Well, let's stop for just a moment, Joe, and I think your thesis is well-founded. Why do they believe so intrinsically that they are incapable of winning? Well, maybe perhaps the platform that they're talking about. Let's look at their candidate list, for instance. We know that the progressive socialist Marxist left agenda hates white supremacy. They talk about that all the time. They hate Wall Street. They hate billionaires. They hate millionaires. And so their top candidates are a millionaire socialist who owns three houses, Bernie Sanders, creepy Uncle Joe, who's worth several million dollars at least, because we don't know how much he and the kid got in Ukraine. And where do you go from there? To Elizabeth Warren, who's got a 1/1024th chance of winning. So, you know, and they have a platform that consists of unlimited illegal immigration, infanticide for babies, let's get rid of the Electoral College, voting rights for convicted murderers, guaranteed income, reparations, free college for all, free Medicare for illegal aliens. Yeah, that's a platform that's certainly going to appeal to middle America, right?
Well, it would seem to me that they're struggling awfully, desperately.
Yep, they are.
And this is part of that struggle. And they're so indignant that they're not, they don't have that seat of power in the White House that they had for the past previous 8 years.
Yeah, absolutely hate it. Absolutely.
It is
utter desperation as they continue to flail about. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate the call. It's funny you mention that because I found a piece today written by a PhD, I guess the guy is a shrink or a therapist or something, talking about whether TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, is a real mental condition. Okay? And that's worth hearing, and I'll share that with you as we go along. Meantime, I mentioned before we went to the last break, this from Zero Hedge today. President Trump, not one to let criticism go unanswered, and in keeping with tradition, the president has now called Canada's Premier Trudeau. You remember Trudeau, Justin Premier Blackface Trudeau? Yeah. Referred to him as Two-Faced today during a meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in response to a hot mic video where Trudeau was seen bad-mouthing Trump to Boris Johnson and Emmanuel Macron. Trump telling reporters about Trudeau, he's two-faced. I find him to be a very nice guy, but the truth is I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%. That's supposed to be Canada's part of what they contribute to NATO. That he's not paying 2%, and I guess he's not happy about it. Trudeau likely blowing off steam after Trump questioned the Canadian Prime Minister about how much his country spends on defense during a bilateral press event that happened yesterday. In an edited clip released by the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, Premier Blackface, Emmanuel Macron, and Boris Johnson were all caught on a hot mic, appearing to ridicule President Trump after a day of rambling press conferences that took world leaders off guard. Interesting how the smug, elitist, New World Order-promoting leaders talked behind the president's back and then, of course, to his face because they want America's money, because Trudeau doesn't want to spend his fair share on NATO. You know, they glad-hand the president and then knife him in the back. Et tu, Justin? No wonder. I mean, all of these guys, they all think that they're the smartest guy in the room. Pretty sickening is what it is. And President Trump calling them out for the hypocrites that they are. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on the Hump Day edition on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
How in the name of Bo Diddley did it ever take Chicago 25-plus years to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last year? Doobie Brothers are trying to get in this year. I guess, you know, so much time went past that kids came along. There was some rock and roller the other day that was on one of the late-night talk shows and was asked about the influence of Van Halen, some 17-year-old gal. Had no idea who Van Halen was. Yeah. It's just a little embarrassing, especially if you're Van Halen. 3:37, 23 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. One more thing on this business with these smug world leaders making fun of Trump. The world leaders were joined by Princess Anne, the Queen's daughter. She apparently was one of the few members of the royal family that wasn't messing around with Epstein. By the way, Epstein did not kill himself, who naturally was invited to Buckingham Palace for the reception. Quite right. Where the footage was taken, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, or Rudy, also appears to be in the scrum. At one point, he can be heard laughing while saying fake news media. Though Trump's name isn't heard being spoken, the subject of their gossipy little powwow is pretty clear. At one point, Premier Blackface Trudeau can be heard telling his pals about how a certain leader's team member's jaws dropped when he launched into a rambling tangent during a press conference. A loosened-up Canadian premier, seen sipping from a glass of beer, hope it was Molson, could barely contain himself, gesticulating wildly. Who's that remind you of? Yeah. Right, one of the recently departed Beto O'Dork Democrat candidates, gesturing wildly and shouting, "You just watched his team's jaws drop to the floor." It's likely that Trudeau is referring to his joint press conference with Trump, where the president veered off topic and answered questions about the impeachment inquiry while lashing out at his Democrat rivals. However, Trump participated in several press conferences yesterday, not only with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, but also with Boris Johnson from the UK, Trudeau, and a memorably tense news conference with Monsieur Macron from France. Regardless, CNN was all over the hot mic clip, pushing it as evidence that the U.S. hasn't regained its status in the world. I would say that I don't much care, as I'm sure Donald Trump probably doesn't either, about how much status he has with these other elitist world leaders. To the phones we go. Let's head to Clinton first and bring in Toby here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Toby, and welcome to the program.
How about it, Mr. Bob?
So far, so good.
Well, there's just two things I would like to bring up. I was doing something today, and I really didn't watch any of the hearings. And so I was going to ask you, the professors of law that they had at the hearing today, are they pretty much one-sided that the Democrats handpicked them to pretty much side with what they want to hear? Or
yes.
Are they pretty much?
Yes.
I figured. I didn't think they were going to be neutral.
Yeah, and they outnumber the one witness the minority Republicans on the Judiciary Committee were allowed to call, and that was Professor Turley, who I played the sound bites from early. And by the way, Turley was a Hillary supporter, as are a number of other, like Alan Dershowitz, also a law professor emeritus from Harvard. But they do still strictly adhere to the Constitution and recognize that what the Democrats are doing is not following constitutional procedure.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen a little bit of the press conference yesterday with, you know, some of the presidents and prime
yes.
ministers yesterday.
Right.
And I tell you, right there in front of them, Trump don't pull no punches. He blesses them out right there in front of the press and everybody.
Unlike the progressive New World Order leaders from these other Western European nations, where they will smile to your face and slip a stiletto into your spine when you turn your back, Trump tells them to their faces, look, you guys are not pulling your weight. You're supposed to pay 2% of your GNP to NATO for defense, and you're not doing it. And no,
America's been carrying everybody around the world for years.
Absolutely, we have. The world's policeman, and Trump is saying, hey, those days are over, buddy. Start pulling your weight here.
We just can't afford to take care of everybody else and our people, too.
No, we can't. And look at all those illegals we have to pay Medicare for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have to save some money somewhere. Thank you, Toby. I appreciate the call. And you're correct in your assumption that the witnesses today, so-called witnesses, none of them are fact witnesses, as Limbaugh pointed out. They weren't on the phone call. All they are going by is their friends and the propagandists in the media and what they're reporting. That's not fact evidence. Back-to-back Clinton callers. Next is Ray here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Ray, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call today.
Yes, sir.
Another of my weekly brainstorms for you.
Okay.
I was watching the World Series of Poker, the end of it last week. I said, well, why don't they have a World Series of Monopoly and get all the Dems and the people want to run for president and see how really good they are at handling money.
Well, and certainly, considering that Monopoly has a get-out-of-jail-free card, I would contend that there are many Democrats that have already used that. Hillary, Slick Willie, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, it'd be a lot more entertaining what we're watching.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it. I saw yesterday that they have some kind of new Monopoly game that's coming out that takes longer to play or something. Who knows? Text line 71307. Bobby, I believe our intel community is off their meds. No, they know exactly what they're doing. Lindsey Graham, too. There never was any collusion. It's a stupid, delusional precept. Well, and done for purely political reasons, because as we were talking about just minutes ago, they know they can't beat him at the polls. Also on the text line, Bob, Trump can't be beat. So I want to sell Putin dirt on his opponents. Think Vladimir would pay in American dollars? Hey, Bobby, those so-called witnesses are reporting hearsay from conservative Kitty Loves God. That's exactly what they're doing. And in a court of law, rather than in this kangaroo court, I mean, how many times have we seen it in TV shows, which are reality-based? You know, the lawyer asks the witness a question, and the witness says, yeah, Bill told me that he killed Fred. And the opposing attorney immediately leaps to their feet to move to strike, Your Honor, on the grounds that that's hearsay. And what's the judge say? Yeah, strike that from the record. The jury will disregard it. But, of course, in a court of law, we have rules that we must adhere to and go by. Here we've got Adam Bullschiff making up the rules as he goes along. Bobby, somebody needs to allow the distinguished Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz to speak at these hearings. He is a staunch Democrat who supported Hillary, yet has written a book, The Case Not to Impeach Trump. He's another liberal who at least still reveres our founding documents. Bobby, if the impeachment had teeth, wouldn't Kamala Harris, former prosecutor, be the preferred candidate of the left? She's gone now. Tulsi Gabbard pretty much torpedoed Kamala Harris with her health care plan in one of the debates. Let me get back to the beginning. Bobby, I really can't believe what I'm seeing on the news. I'm ashamed of the Dems and the mockery they're making of our government and how they lie right to us. Then turn around and change their story. The things they're really trying to get our president for, nonsense, and it changes every day. Really makes me want to run for office just because I know I could do better. Also, I'm a hardworking American and know how difficult life can be day by day. And I see the daily problems, unlike the Dems, who seem to think their job is to find a way to get rid of our president. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mack Show. Quick break here and then be right back with more as we roll on Hump Day. And coming up in the next hour of the show, our year-end wrap-up with my buddy Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. You may be surprised at how much influence you had in Columbia during the last year, and we'll set the stage for what's ahead in 2020. That's all ahead here on the Bobby Mack Show on Hump Day.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Crazy. I mean, like a lunatic. Off your meds. Hearts. Crazy on you. 351, 9 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line this afternoon. Bobby, that new Monopoly game you were talking about is played using only one die. Gotcha. No dice, plural, just one. Bobby, my WORD sticker is peeling off my car. I'm coming up Woodruff Road right now. Are there any at the front desk? I don't think so. I think we have cycled our way through. But you do have an opportunity, of course, to get the Tara or Bobby Mac mug and T-shirt set just in time for Christmas. Stuck in the little plug there.
Yeah, I drink coffee out of your head all the time.
Beg your pardon. Bobby, we need to be aware that the Cold War never ended. It just moved to America. It's the same old fight we've been fighting for years. If we don't take this country back now, we never will. If we allow these traitors to remove Trump, a legally elected president, over their made-up charges, we lose. Tracy from Gaffney. Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate that. Oh, I mentioned this piece a few minutes ago, and it's worth sharing with the headline. Is Trump derangement syndrome a real mental condition? This is written by a fellow named Rob Whitley, Ph.D. Many clinicians, political commentators, and members of the public have speculated about the mental health of President Donald Trump. Indeed, over 70,000 people self-identifying as mental health professionals have signed a petition declaring that, quote, Trump is mentally ill and must be removed, end quote. In sociological terms, the medical gaze has been hitherto focused on Trump and to a lesser extent his ardent supporters. However, in recent months, many have been questioning the direction of this medical gaze. In fact, more and more people are suggesting that this should be reversed and refocused on President Trump's most embittered and partisan opponents. Some have even suggested that these opponents are experiencing a specific mental condition, a condition which has been labeled TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. Mental illnesses are officially classified in a dense and dry book published by the American Psychiatric Association known as the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 5th edition. DSM-5, for short. This book contains 947 pages and lists hundreds of mental disorders. TSD is nowhere to be seen. Similarly, a review of scholarly databases such as Medline and Google Scholar reveal no academic papers on this alleged syndrome. Officially, at least, TDS is not a real, diagnosable, or treatable mental disorder. That said, medical anthropologists and critical sociologists have convincingly argued that DSM-5 is a flawed document. Indeed, social scientists have long recognized there are numerous folk categories of mental disorders that are considered real conditions by the general public, even though they are not recognized as such in the DSM. These include categories such as burnout or nervous breakdown. As such, lack of official recognition does not mean that TDS is not a real mental condition. There is no shared lay understanding of TDS, mainly because it is a folk category rather than a professional one. As such, there is currently much armchair speculation about the nature and existence of TDS without consensus. The name itself explicitly suggests a syndrome, which the Oxford Dictionary defines as a characteristic combination of opinions, emotions, or behavior. Several commentators have run with this, putting forth suggestions about opinions, emotions, and behaviors characterizing TDS. Shared among these, the notion that everyday activities of President Trump trigger some people into distorted opinions, extreme emotions, and hysterical behaviors. Well-known writer Bernard Goldberg gives supposed behavioral examples of TDS among Trump's political opponents, including fainting, vomiting, students retreating to safe spaces, and others demanding therapy dogs. Political commentator Justin Raimondo focuses on opinions, language, and cognition, writing in the LA Times that sufferers speak a distinctive language consisting of hyperbole, leading to a constant state of hysteria. The affected lose touch with reality. In other words, there are polarized opinions about the nature, reality, and existence of TDS. The wider public may be unaware that psychiatrists and social scientists spend considerable time and energy behind closed doors pondering over the existence and reality of mental conditions, which has led the Psychiatric Association to revise the DSM five times since 1952. Many have argued that some people have been so seriously disturbed and distressed by the policies, speech, behavior, and tweets of President Trump, so much so that it has affected their cognitive, affective, and behavioral functioning. Some people may need mental health support. Wow. This guy just wrote a career-ending paper. Wait until the shrinks get hold of this. They what? TDS is real? They need professional help? Yeah. And quickly. Our year-end wrap-up with Fan of SC is on the way next here on the Bobby Mack Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.